Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer.
Welcome in, folks, to the first recap episode of the FCS football season here on the Believe in FCS Football Podcast. I am Joe DeLeon, joined by my former roommate, former teammate, Mr. Sean Anderson. Today we are going to be recapping Week 0, where we had a few games. Our horrendous effort in trying to accurately pick these games. We're going to talk about all that, as well as some news with Zeb Noland, of all people, which is the most insane headline that I don't think any of us expected to be getting this week, but we're going to talk about that on the first episode of this week. So we've got two coming out this week. We've got this one, and then we're going to do a preview episode for Week 1. Sean, how are we doing today? You excited?
I'm pretty excited. I like that FCS football was on the TV and getting pretty good coverage also.
Yeah, we got a lot of coverage for these HBCU games, and I was excited just to be... I was away this weekend. It was my one weekend to get away before what is going to be an insane grind until the end of the football season. And I was sitting at a Mexican restaurant, and I bounced around at a couple different restaurants when we were getting some drinks, and every single one had the NC Central Alcorn State game on. So that made me very happy that I got to watch those games.
I mean, as long as it's being, I mean, it was easy. They were easy to find. It was right there for the people. It was right there.
Exactly. And speaking of for the people, Sean, can you talk to the people who tune into this podcast about Bet Online?
Joe, this is such an important week for this read that I'm going to need to bring out a second microphone. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline, your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including, you ready for this? Second microphone. Needed here for this. Online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest, the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest, open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. If you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
You look like you're a host on the charity stripe with that microphone that you were using there.
Oh, should I break out this microphone?
How many microphones do you have?
I could go with this microphone.
Oh, that's your field recorder. Mic. Yeah, field recorder. Yeah, the Charity Stripe guys, they do the, which is a podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Go check out the Charity Stripe. But they, I don't get how they do that bit where they do like the handheld mic, like they're emceeing in an event.
Some people like it. I don't mind it. I've used them before. They're not bad.
For recording? I would get annoyed having to do this the entire show. Like, I like to be able to just
shout in front of me in a specific direction, and then this stupid thing picks up everything I say.
Okay, I can understand that. Yeah. I can see that.
Speaking of shouting in a certain direction and saying stupid things, that was what we did last week when we picked when we picked the games. So we gotta, Sean, we gotta address how horrible we did to start the season in terms of our FC estimates. So we both kind of joked about how we picked the same outcomes for the two FCS-FCS matchups, and we're bozos. We didn't get either of them correct. And what I'm exactly referring to, Indiana State defeats Eastern Illinois 26-21, and then NC Central 23, Alcorn State 14. Those are the two FCS-FCS games. I'm baffled. I'm completely baffled, and I texted you, and I'm like, we're idiots that we really couldn't get those games right, because I feel like everybody picked what we picked. I don't know where these outcomes came from.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say right now, you're the big doofus. I'm not.
Why?
I'm still the reigning winner. You still have not gotten a win over me since, I don't know, last fall. So I'm still chilling. I'm still, Lord. You still have not surpassed me. So I'm still a winner. Big winner. Winner, winner. Joe, loser.
You're a jackass.
Oh, wow. What?
you can't lie and defeat with me. You have to. You still have to find a way to have an edge up. Okay. All right. I see. I guess that this season. We're going about it this year.
Hold on. Let me look out my window here. Oh, hey, there's a bus. I'm going to throw you under it. That's how I'm going
to
operate.
Do you think that they will allow me to bring a bat onto the plane when we go to South Dakota?
A bat? Yeah. Animal or inanimate?
Like a baseball bat. Do you think is that something you can travel with? Is that on the list of no travel items?
No, I think you wouldn't be able to carry it on, but you would have to check it.
Okay.
How come?
So I can hit you over the head with it.
Good luck.
What do you mean, good luck?
I mean, I think we've had this discussion before. If it was a fighting situation, I would let you have a weapon, and I wouldn't need a weapon.
I don't know about that. I do remember those conversations. You've gotten slower. I've gotten more nimble. We'll see what happens. If anyone,
all I gotta do is snap your glasses. You're disoriented. One ear slap. Also, you have. Then you're just absolutely done for. You will have zero orientation. You can't see. You can't hear. And then I don't know what else. Maybe I'll plug your nose. Then you can't smell. What are you gonna do? Feel and taste.
We will. We
it's
will
not good setup for
set
you.
Set a specific location where this altercation will occur.
Hey, South we'll Dakota, get ready. You're about to South see Dakota a freaking wrestling match before kickoff.
Could you imagine we hype up going out there and like everyone shows up to see us? I don't know how many people are going to actually come talk to us, but then like everyone's like, hey, did you see over in Lot C the two FCS hosts? Those two idiots are they're drunk and they're fighting each other.
They're bleeding.
I don't know who's winning. I don't think either of them are.
Are they leaving? Are they? What's going on? They're sticking around for the game.
It's part of the event. It's part of the event.
Are they gonna be separated? No. They're just gonna keep on rolling with it.
So Sean, I just want to hit on really quick. I want to spend more time talking about this NC Central game than the Indiana State Eastern Illinois one, because the Eastern Illinois game was super disappointing. So we talked about the quarterback situation for Eastern Illinois. Ends up being Otto Kunz as the starter. And mistakes and turnovers specifically by Kunz was the reason why they were out of this game. They tried to make kind of a late comeback, a late push to get back into it. But two interceptions by Kunz really kills them in this one. I think that this could have been a much closer game if you take away those two turnovers. One of them was a tipped pass. From the recap video I was able to see. But regardless, turning over the football, I think, is just a simple reason to point to for why Indiana State was able to effectively create such separation in what at one point was a pretty close game.
Yeah, turnovers isn't one of my big keys for early season wins or losses, because it's kind of an overarching...
Arching.
It's a fundamental key to winning and or losing is protecting the ball. So normally in the first 3 weeks or 2 weeks, rather, I specify penalties and special teams. That's what's going to win and lose games. We'll get to a game where special teams definitely won the game. But turnovers is just going to obliterate your team, and you can't have it. Two turnovers from one player is not great. Sometimes they're freak plays. We get it. Tip pass, wacky play on a wacky day. It happens. It happens. But that's so inside. Nobody understands what that is.
That's a statement for you. Can we clip that? And whenever at one point we are back in the same recording space, which hopefully happens sometime in the future, I want that to be a used drop on a consistent basis.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Without Cardi's
approval.
We can
definitely do that. Well, Cardi put all of me talking about him into his intro without my approval.
That's true. That's true. Well, you were saying positive things.
Yes. But what if I didn't want to be positive pro Nick Cardi? What were we talking about? Turnovers? Yeah, turnovers. Sometimes you get free turnovers. It's hard to not have them. Not every quarterback's Aaron Rodgers, who's only going to throw two in a year. But you're going to have fumbles. You're going to have stuff like that that just happens. But for the most part, it's going to not. What am I doing? I'm doing coach talk. You can't turn the ball over. This is not a hot take. It's not a strong take. Everybody knows that turnovers will hurt you. And in this case, it did.
Yeah, turnovers definitely will hurt you. So I'm specifically blaming Otto Kuhns for why we got that pick wrong. Thank you, Kuhns, for making us go 0 for 1. And then 0 for 2. This is the more surprising outcome. This is the game that was in prime time. It was on ESPN. I want to talk about the broadcast crew in a second. I want to recap the game first because the broadcast crew was fantastic because of RG3 that was on it. But this game, man, we're watching the beginning of it. And I'm seeing what we expected. We're seeing splash plays by Felix Harper. Juan Anthony, that first touchdown he had, powerful running. Great, great play on his end. And then we have Stanford Anderson, the starting running back, with that long run just blowing through. I think it was the A-gap between the center and the guard just comes.
It was great blocking on that.
Yeah.
Got to give it up to the center for Alcorn State made a fantastic block. He just did a great combination block with the guard. I think it was either a one technique or a two eye. Got him out of the way, went up to the linebacker, opened up the hole for like a 70-yard run. It was a fantastic block, especially pinned up on like the two-yard line.
Yeah, and that was early in the game. I think that was still either in the first quarter or start of the second, and he goes flying through it. He loses some steam a little bit. Anderson not really, doesn't really have the speed to totally break away and ends up getting caught. No points are scored on that drive. And honestly, it felt after they didn't score on that drive, it started to fall apart and go downhill for Alcorn. The most bizarre play is where you have Felix Harper who pumps and then loses the football, gives it up to NC Central, and that was when NC Central started to really pick up some momentum. Turnovers, like we were just talking about this other game, like that's what kills them in this one. Just a ton of mistakes is really the killer for what we expected to be a really good Alcorn State team.
I wouldn't say it was nerves, but I will say playing a real game for the first time in just about 2 years or whatever the hell it's been is going to, you're not going to be all there. It's going to be very, very hard to be all there. I see that happening with a lot of college football teams this year, especially ones that didn't play in the spring or fall. Last year, a lot of FBS teams were able to muster it up, and they were able to play that full season. FCS teams and other lower-end FBS teams didn't play. They opted out, which that happens. It happens because you don't want to have risk and all that, but you got to understand when you come back on that field as live bullets and you're finally playing another team, there's going to either be some type of jitteriness. It might be subconscious. Who knows? But you are not going to be as crisp as you thought you were going to be. And that's something that I think we outlined last week talking about this, the previewing the show, is we don't know what it's going to look like. It could be good. It could be ugly and sloppy. And there were times where you're like, oh, that's game plan right there. That's what it's supposed to look like. And there's times you're like, oh, these guys haven't played in a year and a half. So you kind of take the good with the bad there and say, just be thankful that football's back on. But it's going to take a little bit to get acclimated because practice and games are very, very different.
Right. There is a huge difference now that they're back and they're playing, and it almost seemed like they knocked off the rust pretty quick, and then they couldn't knock off the remaining rust with some of these mistakes. I got to give a huge shout out to Davius Richards, starting quarterback for NC Central. That dude was a tank in the red zone. They were running these design quarterback run plays, and he was just powering through people to pick up some pretty good chunk yardage and score two touchdowns. And those were some pretty big statement touchdowns. So Richards, man, that That is going to be, I think, a problem this year for anyone who faces NC Central. Expect him to carry the football at some point or another in goal line situations because he is a powerful runner.
I would love to see if NC Central can take the approach that Villanova does and like Towson does, where when you get in the red zone, they're going to outside zone you and they're just going to get to the corner before you. That's what they do. It works every time. So if NC Central is comfortable enough letting their quarterback take over in the red zone, let him take over in the red zone because he's going to get you a touchdown. It's super, super valuable to have some type of little mini scheme almost within the game to let you have not an automatic score. Obviously, there's going to be turnovers. There's going to be times you get stopped and you got to kick a field goal. Sometimes you'll even miss the field goal and you'll be just upset and you'll start yelling at kickers. But for the most part, if you can have something in the red zone that gives you the highest success rate, use it. It seems like a simple formula, right, Joe?
Right, right. Exactly. Continue to use that stuff as it's, like you said, simple formula. Speaking of a simple formula, I think that ESPN has a serious, serious good broadcasting team with now what they're going to be able to do with RG3. And it had me so hyped up hearing him commentating that game. And he also tweeted out that he was excited to be on a HBCU broadcast to be able to promote and help draw attention to these HBCU programs. Throughout the entirety of it, though, man, he was fantastic. I was just so excited to hear him commentate, and I think that he is going to be a staple for a lot of these college football broadcasts, and I'm going to say it right now, I really want him to do more of these HBCU games because of how well he did. He's going to bring some more attention to the games if he does them.
There's a reason why DC football fans still are like, we should bring back RG3 on the team. There's a reason. It's because he has an energy about him that is... it's electric. And you're like, wow, this guy is so charismatic. And he's got, he belongs in front of a camera, whether it's on the field or behind a TV or at a field, just reporting and commentating on it. He's just very, very good at that. He has that natural charisma and it's a professional charisma. It's everything you want it to be. It's just, he's really good. And it just comes naturally to him. And that's something that it's like, wow, man, he's really just a guy that stuff just comes naturally to. And it's on the FCS, so we can get a little more pumped up about it. Because there's guys in the FBS that are just absolute pros. You can think of all the great broadcasters of all time, all the great sideline reporters. Just when you see someone do it so effortlessly and confidently, you're just like, oh, that's a breath of fresh air. It's just good. It was a really good thing to see.
Speaking of good things to see, why do I keep doing that? Wow, I don't know why I'm just like on a tear of...
speaking of transitions?
Yeah, somebody needs to hit me over the head with a bat. Exciting news, our pod is partnering with PlayActionPools.com this season to bring some interactive fun to the sport that we love most. Mm. Sadly, no FCS games in the Play Action Pools, but there are plenty of
fun... Why are we
fun.
Doing the read then?
I'll talk to corporate about that.
Sucks.
One.
Get me on the blower.
You'll be able to get in on the action with our PlayActionPools.com Football Pick'em Challenge, which is open to everyone. So NFL, big college football games. Here's how it works. Sign up for our contest, Believe Football Pick'em at PlayActionPools.com, and then get your picks in each week. We're going to select the 10 highest profile games of the week between NFL and college football. Whoever gets the most picks correct each week will win a pair of electric sunglasses and a pair of DC shoes. Braun had the hookup on both of those. Again, go to playactionpools.com and sign up for the contest BLEAV, BLEAV football pick'em. And if you plan on hosting your own football contest, go to playactionpools.com today. They've got a Survivor pick'em as well as a cool sportsbook style concept called Build Your Bankroll. Playactionpools.com, your new home for your office sports pool. So like that's for anybody if you want to steal some money from your idiot coworkers that don't know anything about sports. This is the perfect way to do it.
Or broadcast partners.
Yeah, broadcast partners. You better sign up for the pool, Sean, by the way. I will eviscerate you if you do not.
Hey, I saw you doing pretty poorly in some of the other pools that you've been in for different companies. I remember seeing how poorly you did, and you were pretty on a pretty big show there. And it was like, I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what all the other shows are thinking about, I wonder what Riggo's Rag thinks about that.
No comment.
The Falcoholic must be thinking there's something going on up there in New York.
I was picking horrendously. That was on Tally Site. With Big Blue View. That was I think at one point I was in the negative in terms of correct picks, but no comment. No comment.
Come on in, Sean. What's up?
I will happily do that.
We're having a better year this year. We're going to do better this year.
Yeah, Who else is in it?
What?
Is Cam in it? Is Cam Rogers participating?
Cam's the one who's handling the organization for it. Matt McGloin, I think, I saw already signed up.
Is Braun in it?
Braun should be in it as well, I believe. Mm. So the whole point is you get to pick with the hosts if you're a listener. So you need to sign up, you bozo. Sean, I want
to... You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to make a pool just with me and Braun. Just me and him. And then we'll just put our salaries on the line.
I think you make more than him.
Stop it.
I don't know. I'm just... Well, it's a startup. When you're the man in charge, you take on the finance. I have no idea. I'm just guessing. I'm just joking.
I love Braun.
Braun is great. Sean, last headline before we hit on our fat stats to wrap up. So this one's pretty bizarre. University of South Carolina has a transfer who we were hyped up about, Jason Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He was competing, Jason Brown from St. Francis. Huge arm. Many believe he's got an NFL arm if he just can be a little bit more consistent with his accuracy. And he was competing with Luke Doty. Luke Doty was expected to start for South Carolina, gets hurt. Should be a no-brainer that Jason Brown is starting. Then out of nowhere, folks, did you think I was going to bring up Zeb Noland? If you don't remember Zeb Noland, he was the bozo who was starting for North Dakota State last year, the Bison. Replaces Trey Lance, who moves on to greater things at the NFL level. And Zeb Noland sucked. Zeb Noland was terrible last year.
Oh,
big reason why that they played poorly, and they didn't play as well as we thought that they normally were capable of doing. They lost a football game, which has not happened in a very long time. Frankly, I blame Zeb Noland for that happening. He had everything to succeed, and this is a guy who should have been able to succeed. So his career was done. He was a grad assistant coach at South Carolina. Luke Doty goes down with the injury. Coaching staff says, hey, do you want to practice? And then now all of a sudden, he's named the starter for their first game. Zeb Noland, a man who couldn't compete at the FCS level, is now the starting quarterback for an SEC team. And I'm just going to straight up say this. There's a reason why South Carolina is bad. That they're not choosing to start Jason Brown, and they're going with Zeb Noland. We know who was better. You can see it from their FCS performances. Jason Brown should have been starting.
I don't know why you're hating so much.
I'm going to hate. He didn't even want to play.
I know, but you should still be like, okay, you know what? We'll see how it goes. I mean, regardless, we're Western Kentucky fans this year, right? That's all we care about.
Yes.
But still, it's kind of cool that has actually transpired. You got to be like, when does that happen? It doesn't. It's the Zamboni driver coming in for the Blackhawks and not giving up any goals in two periods of hockey. That's what it is. Kind of a fun story. I don't mind it. I don't know why you have so much anger within you.
I have disdain for it because a guy who should be starting that took the risk to transfer to an SEC school, he probably could have gone to a mid-major or a group of five and played, but because he makes this decision to go to South Carolina and they mismanage the quarterback room, I was already disappointed that he wasn't going to start over Luke Doty, and now all of a sudden, I know for a fact that Zeb Noland is not going to get the job done. If he couldn't get the job done for the Bison, he's not going to get it done for South Carolina.
You make good points, but you come off like you hate FCS players.
No, I just hate Zeb Noland.
Okay. All right.
Most people agree with me. Sean, quickly, fat stats. Our fat stat of the week is a Mr. Demetrius Garrett Jr. from Eastern Illinois. 5 receptions for 116 yards. Any thoughts on that?
First fat stat of the year, and it is our first fat stat for Mr. Garrett, I believe. So welcome to the club. Welcome.
We're happy
to have you. Please grab your plate, sit down, and just peg out with the rest of us because it's just that's what fat stats does. It's not the most obese stat that we've ever had, not by a long shot, but it's a fat stat.
Yeah,
it is what it is. I'm not going to complain.
No,
I don't think anybody should.
Folks, that's going to be it for this recap episode. We've got a preview coming to you soon. That's going to be coming up the following day. Be sure to hit the subscribe button. 5-star review. Follow us on social media at Sanderson Radio, at Joe DeLeon. We'll talk to you soon, folks. Go FCS. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.